This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
When it comes to important decisions, trust First Bank Hampton. It's nice to know you can count on local people you know and trust. Hi, this is Colleen Moritz at First Bank Hampton. Purchasing a new home can be overwhelming, but fortunately you can count on us to walk you through the process. So when you're ready to take the plunge into home ownership, stop in and check out our great rates and our first-rate service. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker Program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview. Good afternoon on the Newsmaker program today. I'm Sean Dietz, joined by Abby Butson. Abby is the manager at the Hampton Municipal Aquatic Center. And Abby, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
It's an exciting time of year. Of course, summer is approaching and coming upon us. Memorial Day weekend is creeping up, and that means a busy time of year for you.
Yep, the pool opens Memorial Day weekend, so we're all getting ready.
And I understand that you've got one minor change. You're going to have Coke at the concession stand this year.
Yes, we're changing from Pepsi to Coke, so that'll be exciting.
I'm sure some people are very excited about that.
Yeah, I think so.
But on a more serious topic, you also were telling me before we came on the air that you've got an increased number of employees at the pool, which I'm sure you're excited about.
Yep, we have quite a few new lifeguards and concession stand workers this year, so that's a really good thing for the pool staff.
That'll, I'm sure, increase the level of customer service and, of course, safety for everyone who's at the pool.
Yep, definitely.
So talk a little bit about some of your programming that's going on at the Aquatic Center this summer.
Okay, so the first thing I kind of want to mention is that the pool passes are on sale still. They're $100 until May 24th, and you can buy them at that discounted rate at City Hall until May 24th. Otherwise, the price goes up to $135, and that they'll be sold at the pool after that. And then single passes are $45 and regularly $60. Senior passes are $30, regularly $40. Senior couple passes are $40, regularly $55. And then there's a caregiver pass, which is $30. And then punch cards are still $10 all the time. So.
Okay. And for folks that maybe haven't bought, say, maybe a family pass or something before, how does a family pass work?
So a family pass includes parents or guardians and the dependent children, 18 and under. Otherwise, you'll have to figure out what other kind of things you can buy.
So then, of course, you'll be doing swimming lessons again this year?
Yep. We have our group swimming lessons coming up June 11th through the 21st, and that's coming up right that first week when school gets out. So you can go in City Hall and sign up for that group lesson, and we'll call you to get you signed up and what time you'll be for that. And then the second session we'll also have in July 2nd through the 12th. And it's only $20 to participate in group lessons, which is a really good value. And then we also have the private lessons that are $40 per person.
And then are there other types of programs? I think there's been some exercise programs and things like that have been held before?
Yes. So the pool hours are 12 to 5, and then we close for an hour from 5 to 6, and that's when we have water aerobics. And then you can come in and participate in that and sign up for that if you'd like. Swim team is $20 for one swimmer. We're going to start swim team on June 11th, and you can sign up at City Hall right now or at the pool that first day or on the weekends. That's fine, but it's just $20 per swimmer.
Okay. So it sounds like a busy summer lined up. Abby, how long have you been at the Hampton Aquatic Center?
This is my second year as the manager.
Did you work at the pool prior to being manager?
In high school, I worked at the old pool, so this is my second year at the new pool.
Since you did work at the old pool when you were in high school, what's your opinion of the new facility,
The new facility is really awesome. They have brand new, it's pretty much brand new still, I would say 5 years old, and The bathrooms are super nice. They have the buckets. The slides are really awesome. And then they have the two diving boards, which is really cool.
So is the pool available for rental?
Yes, you can rent the pool for an hour for $55. And then it's $25 every additional half hour.
So if somebody has a summer birthday party or something like that they want to do, that's certainly available for their convenience, and they can contact City Hall now for that, or you after the pool opens.
Yep, I would say to wait until the pool opens to do that, and then we have a calendar. You can come and check it out and see what days are available.
And then what's general admission? Say I just want to show up on a regular Wednesday.
It costs $4 for adults, $2 for youth, and then for water aerobics, so if you just want to come participate for that hour from 5 to 6, it's $3. And then everybody, or the kids that are 2 and under, are free.
Okay. Abby Butson is our guest on the Newsmaker program. She's the manager at the Hampton Municipal Aquatic Center. And Abby, we want to thank you for your time and look forward to a really great season at the Aquatic Center.
Thank you very much.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
When it comes to important decisions, trust First Bank Hampton. It's nice to know you can count on local people you know and trust. Hi, this is Colleen Moritz at First Bank Hampton. Purchasing a new home can be overwhelming, but fortunately you can count on us to walk you through the process. So when you're ready to take the plunge into home ownership, stop in and check out our great rates and our first-rate service. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.